set. All right. So, Lloyd, what we are hoping to get today is we're speaking to professionals like you, and what we're doing this to do is to better understand your online information search needs. And your responses are going to help us create this tool that is a searchable database on usdairy.com, and it will provide you easy access to hundreds of technical insights and research-related resources, like white papers or fact sheets or research summaries. And so your feedback is going to be really instrumental in helping us decide what this tool is and what it looks like. So if you need any further clarification on questions or want a couple examples, just let me know and I can provide that for you, because it's really important that we kind of get a clear understanding of what you're looking for from something for this. And our discussion shouldn't take any more than 15 to 20 minutes. And I actually have a stopwatch right next to me, so we'll make sure it doesn't go long. And we're just so appreciative that you took the time to speak with us. So do you have any questions before I get started?
I think I'm up to speed.
Okay, great. Well, the first thing we'd like to do is we'd like to learn about your online search experiences in general. And so my first question for you is, what are some of the best online experiences you've had, whether for professional or personal purposes?
I don't think there's any of them that have been perfect. You have frustrations with all of them.
Okay. Is there anyone that you like the best? And it could be, you know, it could be outside of the dairy industry realm. It could be something like Amazon or eBay or Wikipedia, or even if you're on, you know, EddieBauer.com searching for something.
I guess I'm happiest with have drop-down menus that allow you to limit your search.
Okay.
I've done a lot of searches over time and seen the evolution of the search engines. And initially it was, you know, you have to have this balancing act between having too many hits and having none.
Mm-hmm.
I guess some of the newer search engines, especially that become more marketing related, are providing hits that are irrelevant, that are more sales tools than they are you trying to find information.
Okay, so you don't like sales tools.
But it just muddies the water for what you're trying to actually find.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's this balancing act between the search engine being smart enough to try to interpret what you're looking for and give you some ways to proceed on that search versus giving you a whole bunch of superficial information that's not relevant.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's great insight. Are there any examples of sites that you find particularly easy to navigate? Anything that comes to mind when you think of those drop-down menus?
When you're searching for something scientific, you may know, or you may think you know the author that was involved.
Mm-hmm.
You might remember one word out of a title, or you might remember a year. And what's nice is when, to limit your search when you're trying to find something specific, if you can put the author in, if you can maybe put a year in, and then maybe you can put one word in there, it'll come back with four or five hits, and it's easy to find what you're looking for.
Okay.
And I guess that's what I appreciate. And some of the journals have that ability in them.
Okay. I'll mark that down. I know that you talked about the balancing act. Is there, aside from, you know, coming out with everything on the kitchen sink or coming up with nothing, is there any other frustrations that you have when searching for information online?
The most frustration part for me is when you know something's in there and you can't find it.
Okay. And then can you think of any sites that are particularly frustrating to navigate or to find what you're looking for?
Google is pretty bad.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
If you're just going on the web and looking for something on Google,
okay,
you'll tend to get back way more than you're looking for.
Okay.
One Google function that is very nice, though, is they take, if you misspell something or you don't have it worded quite right, they'll list for you the search results for several related searches where they've probably corrected the spelling for you.
Okay. Okay, I'll mark that down.
That's a really nice little tool they have in Google.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's focus on some of your experiences searching for dairy industry information in particular. What are some of the sites that you go to most frequently for dairy information, or I know, you know, people who you work with go to?
We have our own database at the Midwest Dairy Center that our industry advisory board members will go to, because we have logged into that database of all the projects that were ever done at the Dairy Center, and we have the final reports on those and let them search by author or keyword. That's the one that I'm most familiar with for our center.
Mm-hmm.
I have an advantage that I'm so connected up with Dairy Center. When I need to know something, I usually know the PI that was involved.
Okay.
But as far as other searches, at all the university libraries, they have a pretty complicated search engine that you can find about anything you want that you just get used to navigating with. But as far as industry-related, you're really going to more the website for the specific source.
Okay. And when you say website for the specific source, is that the website for, like, the journal that it came out in, or?
Yep, or you might be going to the Cheese Reporter website or, you know, whatever, trying to find a specific article.
Okay.
Or, you know, if I have a more generic search, I'll either start with Google or I'll go to the university library web search engines.
Okay. Now, when you're doing these searches, and you know, think of yourself, but then also think of the industry contacts that work with you. What type of information are you looking for, or are they looking for? Some of the examples we have listed are published scientific papers, packaged insights, communications tools. I know you said that you don't like finding anything salesy, so what are some of the things that would be, you know, the gold standard in finding?
Typically, an industry person is contacting me with a specific question. They've got gas holes in their cheese, and they want to know what's causing it and what's out there in the scientific literature, as well as what's out there for technical bulletins to try to address the issue, something like that.
Okay. So we're talking technical bulletins, we're talking about scientific papers, research summaries, more in that realm than white papers or communications tools.
Okay.
Okay.
Occasionally there'll be an issue like antibiotics in milk, or impact of sodium, or nitrates in milk powder, where they want more communication-oriented type things.
Okay.
But oftentimes I'm dealing with people that are dealing with the technical aspects of it and trying to fix the problem, so they want technical information to try to figure out how to fix it. But it's on the food safety side or contaminant side where they want more position papers or white papers.
Okay. What are some of the keywords that you use most often to search for information? And I know asking specifics is kind of tricky, but do you usually, you know, if someone called you and said, I'm getting gas holes in my cheese, would that be what you search for, kind of the topic, or would you say scientific research on gas holes in cheese?
I would just say gas holes in cheese, or more likely, I know who the primary researcher was that worked in that area.
Okay.
And I'll search. Really, what you need is a starting point where you can get your initial information, and oftentimes that leads off to a whole another network.
Okay.
you have a knowledge base of who the primary researchers are and you search their name along with gas holes, you're going to come up with some initial hits, and from there you kind of go off wherever. It never ceases to amaze me that everything we try to do has been done somewhere else at some point, and it's a matter of finding it.
So, do you ever look for emerging or mature scientific research? So anything, you know, research on that's really up and coming and really new, or do you stick to more kind of areas that have a lot of scientific research behind them?
Up and coming new. So I get questions once in a while where somebody's planning a plant expansion and they want to have an assessment of where they think the growth is or where the opportunities are, and then I might do a more broader search like that.
Okay.
But a lot of those reports, if they're good, are almost reports that you pay for now, so there's a lot of those kind of technical reports out there that you end up paying for.
Would it be helpful to you to know that there is this report out there that you can pay for and get, or would you rather just stick to things that are free to access?
I think it's fine to pay for that report. A lot of times, some of the expensive reports DMI already has access to.
Okay.
And you have an opportunity to contact somebody at DMI to talk about that report and decide whether it's worth digging into. Mm-hmm. So I think it's good to know what's available.
Okay. And so you typically use this information to answer questions when people are asking you. Is there any other reason you would use it?
Well, for my own research purposes as well. If I'm trying to decide how, you know, what area I want to focus my efforts on, I'll try to look at the future trends in that area just to make sure I'm heading down the right line.
Okay, great. How interested are you in accessing the latest news, so late breaking news in the dairy industry? It may be scientific focused, it may be policy focused. Would that be of interest to you?
There's already a whole bunch of, I mean, I get 3 or 4 emails a day with the latest in dairy from various sources.
Okay. And do you know who sends those emails? Or what you, is it like Dairy Reporter?
I'm from Food Business Net. I get them from SOS Land, Morning Brief, a lot of the journal articles. I'm emailed the table of contents from each of those journal articles every month.
Okay.
AS has a weekly brief. ADSA has a weekly brief.
Okay. So it sounds like this need is pretty well fulfilled and taken care of for you. So,
Very only one, and I could eliminate all the other ones, that would be fine too.
Okay.
And there's a lot of it out there already.
Mm-hmm. So thinking about your use of dairy industry information, let's talk about the types of content and formats that you would find most helpful. And so I'm going to read you off a list of different ways that we can present information, and you tell me if yes, that would be helpful, or no, you wouldn't be interested in that. And then, you know, also thinking of the industry context that you work with. So, research summaries.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Abstracts.
Yes.
Technical bulletins.
Yes.
Presentations.
Yes.
Peer-reviewed scientific papers.
But a lot of times you've got copyright issues with that.
Okay.
But yeah, you would like them. I get contacted a lot for trying to get a hold of those because people don't have access to them.
Okay. White papers?
Yes, in some areas.
Okay. What type of areas? The hot issues you mentioned earlier, anything else?
No, mostly food safety related, sodium related, those kind of things.
Okay. Communications materials such as key messages?
Probably no.
Trade publication articles? Lloyd? I'm sorry, would you mind repeating yourself? I think the phone just cut out a little bit.
The last thing I heard was trade publications.
Yep, trade publication articles. Would those be useful to you?
I'm already getting those.
Okay. Newsletters?
No.
Okay. Anything else that I forgot that you can think of that would be useful?
I'd like to get information on new technology that's not necessarily specifically dairy.
Can you give me an example of what you're looking for?
So things like new techniques for analysis of products.
Okay.
Technology that can be used in processing.
Okay. All right. Now, some of the areas that you gravitated more towards were research summaries, abstracts, technical bulletins, and presentations. If I said you had to pick one of those to get, which one would it be? Which one would be the most helpful?
Probably the research abstracts.
Okay. All right. And then, in what ways are these vehicles helpful to you? Is it primarily just answering questions and staying up to date? Is there any other way that you would use this information?
I mean, that's primarily the purpose.
Okay. All right. Let's talk a little bit about social media. And my first question for you is, do you use social media for professional purposes at all?
No, I don't.
No? Okay. Then we can jump through all of those. And kind of my last buckets of questions have to deal with the Dairy Management Inc. site. So have you ever visited usdairy.com?
Yes.
Okay. And NDC or NationalDairyCouncil.org? How about Innovate with Dairy?
Yep,
okay. How often would you say that you visit these sites? Is it a daily thing, a weekly thing, maybe sporadically throughout the month?
Yeah, I would say sporadically throughout the month.
Okay. And then why would you visit usdairy.com? What would you be looking for to get from that site?
Familiar with the dairy work that's happening, so oftentimes I might go there for more details.
Okay. How about Innovate with Dairy?
Same kind of thing, probably more so with Innovate with Dairy because that's more on the research side.
Okay. And how about National Dairy Council?
Sometimes there's a nutrition-related question that I may go there for information.
Okay. And is there anything that sticks out on any of those three sites as especially helpful or the most useful?
Innovate with Dairy, I think that's the one that has it. They've got a lot of example formulations that have come out of the application labs.
Okay. And why are those example formulations so helpful to you?
Well, oftentimes I'll get a question from a manufacturer that's working on a prototype or wants a starting formula, and even if I don't go there and get the information, I might refer them to the website.
Okay, great. Are your perceptions of these sites that they're each useful? Is there do you think that some are less useful or not really suited for you?
I guess the Innovate with Dairy is the one that I use more just because that's where my work is mostly related.
Okay.
The other thing on there, if I remember right, they've got a resources guide for the research centers. So oftentimes you'll have a company wanting to know whether they can use equipment at a particular dairy center, and it's nice to have that there that identifies the equipment that's at the different centers.
Okay, great. That's a great example. I know we are getting short on time, so my last question for you is there any other additional thoughts or comments that you'd like to share with us?
Again, the search engine thing is something that bugs me, I guess, and it would be nice if there was more options. Like at the Innovate with Dairy, the search is just a one-section window, and you don't have any opportunities to narrow your search.
Okay, great. That's excellent insight. And, you know, if you think of anything today or you know, tomorrow after we've spoken, my email address is in the meeting invite for this meeting. So feel free to shoot me an email and let me know, because your insight is so important to us, and we really appreciate you taking the time to sit down and talk about searching with us today. All right, great. Well, that is all that I had. So thank you so much, Lloyd, and have a good rest of your day. Thanks. Bye-bye.